Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Senators Dan Sullivan and Gary Peters introduced a bipartisan resolution to support the independence of the United States Postal Service, highlighting its critical public service role, particularly in rural areas. Senator Sullivan stressed that the USPS is essential for Alaskans, especially through the Bypass Mail program, which ensures postal services reach even the most remote communities in the state. He opposed any attempts to privatize the USPS, which could jeopardize its ability to deliver services universally. Senator Murkowski noted that the USPS is vital for delivering necessities like food, medicine, and election ballots, particularly in areas where internet access is limited. Senator Peters highlighted the longstanding role of the USPS in connecting households and businesses nationwide and reaffirming the commitment to keeping it independent and self-sustaining. The resolution acknowledges the USPS's central role in the $1.9 trillion mailing industry and its significant contributions to national security. It urges Congress to protect the USPS from privatization to maintain affordable and universal mail service. Star, a beloved pet reindeer in Anchorage, was euthanized after a series of troubling incidents possibly related to poisoning and tampering with his pen. Star, who had been a cherished figure in downtown Anchorage for years, was cared for by Albert Whitehead, continuing a decades-long tradition that began in the 1950s. In early January, someone began tampering with Star's pen, which led to a noticeable decline in his health. A person entered the pen and Star started losing weight. In February, the situation worsened when someone cut the locks on his pen and Star wandered downtown. The next night, someone sprayed a substance into his pen, leading Whitehead to suspect potential poisoning. Star developed a persistent cough and pneumonia, believed to be caused by breathing up substances from his stomach.
We got that first round of pneumonia stopped, and then it came back again.
That was Albert Whitehead. While initially improving, Star's health deteriorated and he was ultimately euthanized after it became clear his condition could not be reversed.
He does fine and all of a sudden it just like, boom, he went down.
A necropsy was performed to determine the cause of death, with results expected in a few weeks. Star had been a local icon, attracting visitors, appearing in parades, and even on reality TV shows. His death marked the end of a unique tradition of having a pet reindeer in downtown Anchorage, which began over 70 years ago. The Kenai Soldotna Fish and Game Advisory Committee will hold a public meeting and election on Thursday, April 17th at 6 p.m. It will take place at the Cook Inlet Aquaculture Association, located off Kalifornsky Beach Road in Kenai. The meeting is open to the public and voting will be in person. Agenda items include elections for 5 expiring seats and 4 alternatives, as well as other fish and game related business. Information on board proposals can be found on the Alaska Board of Fisheries and Alaska Board of Game websites. Eligible voters must be of voting age, reside in the areas served by the committee, and be present at the meeting. Advisory committees provide a local forum for discussing fishing and wildlife issues, developing regulatory proposals, and making recommendations to the Alaska Board of Fisheries and the Alaska Board of Game. All meetings are open to the public. For updates or to receive email notices for South Central Region AC meetings, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. A firefighter who was critically injured after falling from a 100-foot ladder in Anchorage 8 years ago is getting back to work. Reports say Ben Schultz completed his first full day back on the job with the Anchorage Fire Department on Tuesday. Schultz was completing a training exercise in 2017 when he fell, suffering a traumatic brain injury that left him in a coma for weeks. Schultz says he spent several months relearning basic life skills after the injury. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.